Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a man in his 40s has died following a crash in Bridgend yesterday morning. The decision to leave Donegal unchanged in the constituency review has been described as lazy. The five people involved in last night's crash in Cashel and Tipperary are from the same family. And a 33-year-old man is being questioned on suspicion of murder in Derry. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up at about 5:15 with Oisin Kelly. First news, Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information following a fatal crash in Bridgend yesterday. It claimed the life of a man in his 40s. Donna Marie Doherty reports.
The single vehicle collision involving a car occurred between 8:30 and 9 a.m. yesterday at Carrow Ray. The man, aged in his 40s, was pronounced dead at the scene and his body removed to the mortuary at Letterkenny University Hospital. The road in Carrow Ray was closed to facilitate a technical examination of the scene, but has since reopened. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed the collision or who has camera footage, including dash cam, and were travelling on the Bridgend to Calais area between 8 a.m. and 9:30 yesterday to contact Buncrana Garda Station.
There will be 14 new TDs in the Dáil the next time the country takes to the polls. The Electoral Commission announced the changes along with the creation of four new Dáil constituencies. Political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
The Midwest was where they started their deliberations, with Chair of the Electoral Commission, Justice Mary Baker, saying she was conscious of the knock-on impacts of their tinkering.
The domino effect is biggest, of course, in the middle of the country. And there were a few constituencies that gave us nightmares and terrors.
The biggest changes are in Wicklow and Wexford. Both the existing constituencies were divided in two, with a new Wicklow-Wexford area running from below Wicklow town to north of Enniscorthy. Dublin Fingal has been split in two, with a new Fingal East and West created, parts of four new seats in Dublin. Two come in Cork, while Tipperary and Leash Offaly have also been split in two, with an extra seat each. Mayo, Kildare North, Galway East, Longford West Meath and Meath East are all gaining seats. Former Government Minister Ivan Yates thinks the redraw benefits Sinn Féin.
I think of the extra 14 seats, I could see Sinn Féin winning 12.
It's like leaving cert results day for politicians, with some now wondering where their political future lies.
Well, the decision to leave Donegal unchanged in the constituency review has been described as lazy. There have been speculation that the county would return to two three-seater constituencies, but no change has been recommended. Councillor Jack Murray says Donegal, now more so than ever, needs an extra voice.
I think it's a very disappointing decision. I think Donegal, since partition, I think has been a forgotten county in favour of the eastern seaboard, and in particular Dublin, and the population of the Dáil is weighted in its favour. I think we could have done with an extra voice in the Dáil for Donegal. I think we should have taken back in the likes of Ballyshan and Bundoran, completed the county boundaries, divided into two three-seaters, and I brought that extra voice for the county when it's needed more than ever. Now, you're talking about the defective block crisis. Like, if we had that extra voice in favour of Donegal fighting in Dublin, I think it would make that struggle a bit easier. So I think it's an opportunity missed today, particularly for those who wasn't Donegal in the northwest.
The five people involved in last night's crash in Cashel and Tipperary are from the same family. Three people, a young boy and his grandparents, died shortly before 9 o'clock at Windmill Knockbalogue. Sheila Nocton reports.
Thomas O'Reilly, aged 45, Bridget O'Reilly, aged 46, and their grandson Tom O'Reilly, aged 3, lost their lives when the car that they were travelling in struck a wall last night. They were all living at Waller's Lot in Cashel and were members of a family well known in the locality. Superintendent for Tipperary South Community Engagement Area, Kieran Ruan, says they initiated a major emergency response with two more people still receiving treatment.
A male, age 22 years, and a female, age 22 years. Both front occupants of the car were removed from the scene to Tipperary University Hospital, Clonmel. The male is being treated for serious injuries, the female being treated for less serious injuries. All five occupants of the car are members of the same family.
Local parish priest for Cashel and Rosegreen, Father Enda Brady, had this message for the family.
I think they should really know that the community is out there to support them, to be there for them. I think what makes it all the worse is when you have such a small child taken in such a tragic way, as well as the two grandparents. So we do sympathise with them and we will pray for them in the days, weeks and months to come.
A family liaison officer has been appointed to the family to provide support, while the local travellers support group has been in touch with the wider family. Sheila Nocton in Cashel, County Tipperary.
A 33-year-old man is being questioned on suspicion of murder in Derry. The body of 56-year-old Cornelius O'Neill was found at a home in Kilray near Coleraine. PSNI officers say they are not looking for any other suspects in connection to the death. Anyone with information is asked to contact Crime Stoppers. Local councillor Sean McPeak knew the victim.
I spoke to some of the victim's colleagues last night. They're absolutely stunned and devastated at what they'd heard. People are obviously trying to make sense and take in what has happened, but I happen to know the gentleman, a quiet, unoffensive, hard-working man who worked in the local quarry.
More CAO offers were issued to students today than ever before. 87,000 round one offers were sent to just under 58,000 applicants this afternoon. Some people will get offers from two lists, the Level 8 section and the Level 6-7 section. Education editor at the Irish Independent, Catherine Donnelly, says the proportion of Level 8 applicants offered their first preference is extremely high.
For years that figure was around 50%, and this year it's 59%. And 85% of those got one of their top three preferences. And it's even better for those who applied for the Level 7-6 courses there, what we call their ordinary degrees or higher certificates. 90% of those applicants got their first preference and 99% got one of their top three. So there should be a lot of very happy students out there today.
The Donegal County Coroner says awaiting toxicology reports is one of the main contributing factors to inquest delays. Dr. Dennis McCauley has acknowledged that delays can add to the burden of grieving families, but says they are important to establish how someone died. He told today's 9 till noon show that toxicology reports are a vital source of information in a person's death.
The biggest delay, unfortunately, that most people will encounter is the time it takes from when we do a post-mortem to get the actual full result back. And that can take as long as 6 months. And the reason for that is, in all deaths, we will do a toxicology analysis to see what medicines or drugs the patient may or may not have taken. The toxicology being sent to the state lab can take 4 to 6 months to come back. And that is too long. The state lab meet us regularly and say, listen, workload-wise, this is the quickest that we can turn it around. So then you'll ask, do we have to do a toxicology in every case? Yes, we do. Because at an inquest, it's quite annoying for families. They'll say, well, my relative was taking medicines. Was he actually taking them or was he not? Without toxicology, we can't say that. And then as well, did he take too much of his medicines? You know, then that contributed to his death. When we had that back, we then asked members of Garda Síochána who work with me. Sometimes it can take quite a while for an inquest file to be generated. And that involves meeting people, taking statements, getting them prepared. The third factor was COVID. During COVID, there was a recommendation that inquests didn't take place. There is a delay in that. Now, we're working through that and I'm as up to date as I can be. I have very few cases that are sitting on my desk that have to be done. But there will always be situations where we have to adjourn because of some issue or that. That's the major journey that when a sudden death occurs.
A South Innes Shone councillor says he believes plans may be in motion to develop an oyster farm on Loch Swilly. Now is the time for the community to respond. Councillor Paul Canning says he is aware that consultants have been carrying out surveys and investigation work in and around the Quay Shore. He's proposed a public meeting be held to discuss the matter, and he's already had discussions with a marine ecologist from Coastwatch Ireland. Councillor Canning says it's too late to object to the erection of the trestles once a foreshore licence has been granted.
A lot of the time, whenever an application goes on for a foreshore licence, by the time that the objector has all of their ducks in a row, you run out of time because you have to do an appropriate assessment or an NIS or some type of scientific facts. So my opinion would be that we get ahead of the foreshore licence and are ready for any information that's needed. And that's where I want to set up a working group and maybe get a what they call a Coastwatch training event so that we gather information and do a wee bit of research within the Loch Swilly that will help us on our journey.
Anyone who'd be interested in that, would it be best to get in touch with you, or what's the best course of action for them?
Yeah, well, I put up a post on Facebook, and there has been a few people that have private messaged me as well. that they would be interested in setting up a group. We need to bring all of the area into play, because I'm not sure exactly where the targeted area is, but the Swally stretching from Letterkenny to Inch anyway, we need to make sure that there is no trestles on that piece of ground, you know, because it's a area of scenic beauty when you're driving down towards the Anishowen.
The PSNI's chief constable is facing fresh calls to resign after the High Court quashed disciplinary decisions against two police officers. Yesterday, a judge ruled the officers were disciplined after an incident in 2021 to remove any threat of Sinn Féin abandoning its support for policing in Northern Ireland. Simon Byrne, who has recently resisted calls to step down after a major PSNI data breach, says he accepts the court's findings. But TUV leader Jim Allister says it's time for him to go.
Yesterday's ruling, showing that the chief constable is nothing more than a Sinn Féin puppet dancing to their tune, should mark the end of Mr. Byrne's tenure as chief constable. It's a staggering indictment of him and a sobering insight into the politics of keeping Sinn Féin happy.
Meanwhile, people aged 45 or 50 may soon be able to join the Gardaí. It's in an effort to address a recruitment and retention crisis within the force. Aoife Cairns has more.
At the moment, you can't join on Garda Síochána if you're over the age of 35, but the government is reportedly looking to extend the age limit. The move, which has been mooted, is being considered amid serious recruitment and retention problems within the force. Former Garda Sergeant Christy Galligan described it as desperate.
If you say for age limit is 50 years of age, you have only 10 more years of service within the force. Now, it really does smack of desperation on behalf of the government and the commissioner.
But Fianna Fáil TD and justice spokesperson Jim O'Callaghan disagrees.
So, like, we've got to recognise that we have a recruitment crisis and we need to broaden the number of people who can apply to become a member of the force. But listen, I don't view it as desperation.
It's not the first time there's been alterations. Other changes have been made to the criteria in the past 20 years, which included height requirements.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with premium running footwear from top brands like Asics, New Balance, Brooks, Adidas and Under Armour. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. It's been confirmed that Eileen Gleeson will take charge of the Republic of Ireland women's team on an interim basis. She will lead the players into the Nations League games against Northern Ireland and Hungary at the end of next month. Gleeson is the current FEA head of women and girls football and was a former assistant to Vera Pauw. It emerged last night that the Dutch woman who guided Ireland to the World Cup finals would not be offered a new contract. Games tonight in the Carabao Cup. Chelsea host Wimbledon. Everton go to Doncaster. Nottingham Forest host Burnley. Sheffield United are at home to Lincoln City. And it's Harrogate Town against Blackburn Rovers. While in the Champions League, Rangers are in Eindhoven to face PSV in the second leg of their playoff round tie. It's 2-2 after the first leg. There's an 8 o'clock start there in the Netherlands. Manchester City have reportedly agreed a deal worth €55 million with Wolves for Matheus Nunes. The midfielder was the subject of a bid from City last week, but that was rejected by Wolves. Nunes was absent from Wolves training in recent days and didn't play in the 5-0 win over Blackpool in the EFL Cup last night. Manchester United will be without defender Raphael Varane for their weekend's Premier League trip to Arsenal. The French international was forced off during their 3-2 win over Nottingham Forest on Saturday. He joins Luke Shaw, Mason Mount and Rashman Hullen on the Old Trafford injury list. In Gaelic games, there's action tonight on the pitch in Derry in the club championship in Group A. At intermediate level, Drumcern are playing the Limavady Wolfhounds. That one gets underway at 6:45. While an hour later at 7:45, there's two games in the senior football championship in Derry. In Group A, Lavie are playing Ballaghy and Ballanderry are taking on O'Donovan Rossa. And the clubs of the county of Donegal have been asked for expressions of interest for the positions of under 20 and 17 football and hurling managers. Next Friday week, the 8th of September, is the closing date for expressions to be with the county secretary. Having appointed Jim McGuinness as senior manager, the same selection committee, made up of Chairman Fergus McGee, Secretary Declan Martin, Martin McHugh, Anthony Malloy and Anthony Dugan, will also be involved in finding the football under 20 and under 17 managers. That committee will also be able to identify potential candidates for the role. In golf, Leona Maguire is hoping to contend once again at the Irish Open, which starts tomorrow at Drumlin Castle in County Clare. The Cavan native finished a shot behind eventual winner Carla Splitkova last year. Maguire feels her game is in a good place.
Obviously, everybody wants to win, and ultimately your career is defined by wins, but a lot of things have to slot into place to win, and a lot of those things are outside of your control. So for me, it's just about executing on my preparation, making sure I'm as prepared as possible, and playing my own game. And for me this year, it was getting my driving better, more accurate off the tee, and I've been doing that so far pretty well this year. So try and keep going with that, and just give myself as many chances every week as I can.
In tennis, the action's underway on day 3 of the US Open in New York. In the men's singles, 7th seed Stefanos Tsitsipas leads Dominic Stricker in the opening set. Novak Djokovic is due on court later for his meeting with Bernabe Zappa Morales. And in the women's draw, world number 1 Iga Świątek takes on Daria Saville later in the evening. While in cycling, a crash ahead of stage 5 has ruled Ireland's Eddie Dunbar out of the rest of the Vuelta España. It's the first time the Corkman was competing in the iconic race. And that's your sport for today, Michaela.
Thanks, Aisín. And returning to some news, Donegal County Council is hosting a drop-in event this evening as public consultations continue on the proposed changes to the draft Letterkenny Plan and Local Transport Plan. Planning staff will be available to answer queries and talk people through the proposed material alterations in the council chamber at Letterkenny's Public Services Centre until 8 o'clock this evening. The public consultation began earlier this month and will last until Friday week, September the 8th. More details are available on our website, highlandradio.com. And the Shone Council says it's clear there are gaps in the recruitment of a senior radiographer for Carndonagh Community Hospital. In March, the HSE confirmed that a recruitment drive was underway, but there's been further confirmation that the role is to be re-advertised. Councillor Albert Doherty says the HSE needs to incentivise the role, as it is essential a radiographer is available for the people of Carndonagh. He says it would have in turn alleviated some of the pressures at Letterkenny University Hospital.
Unfortunately, time seems to be standing still in relation to being at HSE and community healthcare being able to deliver and fill this vacancy. I was very, very happy when I first pursued it in March, and I was told that the appointment of a senior radiographer would mean a 5-day service available, and also that we were encouraging GPs to use the local service and that this would take pressure off ED at LUH. However, April referred to the process as ongoing, May ongoing, and even now in August, I'm advised that there's going to be a re-advertisement of the post.
An emergency meeting highlighting the crisis in early childhood provision is taking place in the Mount Errigal Hotel next week. Elaine Dunn-Murphy, chairperson of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers, is speaking at the event, which is due to take place at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. She told today's 9 till noon show that unless adequate funding is forthcoming from government, there will be a mass exodus among childcare providers.
We're losing a lot of services. They're closing down and children are losing places and they're being displaced right across the country. And we're watching an awful lot of the rural settings being forced out of business. This all boils down to funding. If you don't have enough funding to keep your business open or keep it viable, then you're in serious trouble. And we're seeing this right across the country. We can't get staff. The funding from government is not enough. And you can just, when you hold these meetings, the tension and anxiety in the rooms of what the future holds for this sector is just unbelievable. And we've had parents in at these meetings as well. And they're saying, like, where are government going with this? Because they're getting it so wrong.
A report commissioned by Airbnb says Donegal's economy was boosted by €29 million last year. The report is based on figures collated by Oxford Economics. Donal Kavanagh has more.
A report entitled The Economic Impact of Airbnb in Ireland has found Airbnb boosted Donegal's economy by €29 million, with 550 jobs supported across the county. Airbnb's total contribution to Ireland's GDP was over €500 million in 2022, according to the report, creating over 5,000 jobs across the country and representing over 10% of all international tourism spending. The report highlights how home sharing continues to create significant economic benefits for families and communities in Donegal, as well as the wider tourism economy, particularly in distributing tourism to rural and lesser visited parts of the country. The total number of guest nights booked in Donegal last year was 379,000. Guest spending in the county for 2022 was valued at €38 million. Distributing, the report says, the economic benefits of tourism beyond just local hosts to other businesses, shops and restaurants.
Meanwhile, Airbnb is denying it is contributing to the Irish housing crisis. In a report, it claims to have generated €500 million for the economy last year. Government had tried to regulate the platform and bring 12,000 units onto the rental market, but the EU Commission believed the plans were too restrictive. Derek Nolan is with Airbnb and says there needs to be a national database of short-term lets.
We need that kind of a system in order that we can know who can and cannot be on our platform. It's good for Ireland in two ways. One, it'll make sure that rules are enforced, but the very important thing and that needs to be protected, and I think what this report highlights, is that we need to also protect that tourism offering.
A leading expert in health insurance is warning consumers could be hit with further increases next year. The largest provider of private health insurance in the state, VHI, today announced it's going to increase its premiums by 7% from October the 1st. It's the company's second price rise in recent months, while Laya Healthcare and Irish Life have also announced hikes in recent weeks. Health insurance expert Dermot Good says more increases could be on the way.
Two increases of this magnitude is unprecedented. It's probably 10 years now since we've seen this level of increase. We can't rule out further increases early in 2024.
The Duhurry Development Group is warning that CCTV is in operation in the village in some private and public areas. It comes after what they say is the latest in a series of thefts of fruit trees from private land, which occurred this week. The group says the culprit was caught on camera and the footage has been handed to Gardaí. And finally, delays and cancellations caused by this week's UK air traffic control glitch could cost airlines over €100 million. A fault prevented flight plans from being processed, causing disruption to thousands of passengers, some who remain stranded abroad. There's still no detailed explanation into the cause. Willie Walsh from the global airline body, the International Air Transport Association, thinks it's unfair on airlines.
It is an example of where a part of the system fails, leaving the airlines to sort out the problem and pick up the bill when the problem is not of their making.
Weather now, a mix of cloud and sunny spells today and staying dry in most areas with just a few passing showers. Highest temperatures of 15 to 18 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information following a fatal crash in Bridgend yesterday. It claimed the life of a man in his 40s. The decision to leave Donegal unchanged in the constituency review has been described as lazy. There had been speculation that Donegal would return to 2 3-seater constituencies, but no change has been recommended. A 33-year-old man is being questioned on suspicion of murder in Derry. The body of 56-year-old Cornelius O'Neill was found at a home in the Kilray area near Kilrain. And a South Innishowen councillor says he believes plans may be in motion to develop an oyster farm on Lough Swilly, and now is the time for the community to respond. Councillor Paul Canning says he is aware that consultants have been carrying out surveys and investigation work in and around the Quay Shore. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 30th of August. The death has taken place of Annie Rattigan, née Keane, Corlachan, Craigs, County Galway, mother of retired Gartha Tom Rattigan, Buncrana. Reposing at Smith's Funeral Home, Roscommon, tomorrow evening from 5 until 7, followed by removal to St Michael's Church, Dlinsk. Mass of the Resurrection on Friday morning at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Balnakil Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of John Mullen, Kirkstown, Letterkenny. Reposing at his late residence with rosary tonight at 9. Wake with family and friends welcome. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral from his late residence tomorrow to St Eunan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by burial in the family plot in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. On the death has taken place of Victor Gibson, 27 Knocknamona Park, Letterkenny. His remains will repose at his late residence until 9:30 tonight and from 11 until 9:30 tomorrow. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Conwell Parish Church, Letterkenny, followed by burial in Ballymore Graveyard, Dunfanaghy. House private, please. Close family, friends and neighbours welcome. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.